With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana remains at record lows, according to national survey results released on Wednesday.
A national survey by the University of Michigan shows that teen use of alcohol, nicotine, and marijuana remain at record lows. Two-thirds of 12th graders reported no use of those substances in the past 30 days. That's a significant drop from 30 years ago. 82% of 10th graders reported no recent use, and 91% of 8th graders said the same. However, there are slight but concerning increases in heroin and cocaine use, and teens do consume a lot of energy drinks. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The findings also seem to be in line with other surveys that show continued declines in teen sexual activity, which experts say is at least partly due to teens connecting through smartphones and social media instead of in person. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more on the White House plan to lower drug prices.
President Trump announced 9 drug makers have agreed to lower the cost of their prescription drugs.
This is the biggest thing having to do with drugs in the history of the purchase of drugs.
The companies, including Bristol-Myers Squibb, Merck, and Novartis, agreed to offer all of their flagship drugs at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
In other words, whatever the drug sells for over the world, in the world, whatever the lowest number is, if it's Germany, if it's in UK, anywhere, we will match that price.
Patients in Medicaid already pay a nominal amount to fill their prescriptions, but lower prices could help people with no insurance. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Representative Elise Stefanik is suspending her campaign for New York governor and will not seek re-election to Congress. This is SRN News. If you're traveling to Nicaragua, better leave the Bible at home, according to Michael Harrington.
The government has banned foreign visitors from bringing copies of the scriptures into the country amidst a crackdown on Christians, churches, and ministries that has attracted the attention of international religious freedom groups. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega doesn't like the fact that some clergymen have criticized his dictatorial rule and has retaliated by shutting down more than 1,300 churches and religious organizations since 2018. Michael Harrington reporting.
A group of Syrian-American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization in Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk to almost nothing. Syrian government spokesman Hind Kabawat says the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation is a step for us to tell the world our country has room for everyone and is inclusive. This is SRN News. The Los Angeles Angels have settled a lawsuit over the drug overdose death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs.
The decision to settle was reached Friday while jurors were deliberating after a 2-month civil trial in Southern California over whether the Angels should be held responsible for Skaggs' 2019 death. Attorney Rusty Hardin.
So I think the focus should be on the Angels more than Major League Baseball, but Major League Baseball should, and I suspect will, send a message out. You guys can't let this happen.
Authorities say Skaggs snorted a fentanyl-laced pill provided by the team's communications director, Eric Kay. Skaggs' relatives filed a lawsuit alleging the MLB team knew or should have known Kay was a drug addict and dealing painkillers to players. The team said officials did not know Skaggs was taking drugs and would have sought him help if they did. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.